Back here on WBAL, this is the Pat Scarry Show. We're joined now by the head basketball coach at Towson University, Pat Scarry. Coach, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you guys. I hope you guys are doing well over there.
Well, I know it's been a tough week. A tough week for your Tigers at home on December 15th, a loss to a very good North Dakota State team, and then Wednesday night also at home, a brutal three-point loss to Coppin State. Let's start with the North Dakota State game. That's a pretty good team. Now, the Tigers, and what seems to be the trend here, is the amount of points being scored by your team, just 48 against North Dakota State.
Yeah, it's a good point. We got to get out in the open court and run more. And then I was studying numbers from the last two, all our losses, really. It seems to be we're shooting 15 percentage points higher from three-point land in our wins than in our losses. In our losses, we're shooting 25% from three. And, you know, we've got to make some shots. And then the other thing that's really jumping out is our amount of offensive rebounds. In our wins, we're like plus 13 on the glass. In our losses, we're plus three. So, which is somewhat surprising, Brett, because our turnover numbers have not been good all year, but they seem to be pretty consistent in wins or losses. So we've really got to figure out how to get more consistent at shooting the ball and be at a high level every night on the backboards.
I am surprised by the offensive problems when you add guys like Benjamin and Burwell to a group that already had, you know, Walden and Damas, and you have the freshman Hairston, and you have other guys who could do things offensively. Is this just a group coming together? Is it a chemistry thing? Or are they not a good shooting team? How would you assess this?
You know, it's a great question. It's been somewhat surprising to us. You know, we've got guys that are capable of shooting the ball better than what we are. We've got, like, our five perimeter guys are shooting. One's shooting 34 from three. Two are shooting 31. One shooting 24, one shooting 22. We're better shooters than that. So I think, you know, I really thought last night against Coppin, like, Chris and Walden and Mike Burrow went 1 for 9 from three, and they were wide open shots. So I think we will knock those down. I thought we did a better job of running and getting some looks. But you do got to make shots. I mean, conversely, they had a kid, Pat Cole, that went 4 or 5 from three last night, and he came in shooting 20% for the year from three. So you got to give him credit. You know, we got to make some shots, and I think for us, Brett, we have to have a big rebound number. We only won by one on the glass last night, and then against North Dakota State, we were out rebounded for the first time all year. So for us, when we're struggling to score, we need second and third shots.
Yeah, and I guess some of it, going back to Cole on Coppin, is it the law of averages that will kick in eventually? Is that what you hope? If your perimeter guys are open from three, you still want them to take that shot, right?
Yeah, we do. We talk about that a lot. I mean, I don't think you ever want to. You talk a little bit more about certain guys getting to mid range and getting to the foul line, but you know, open shots off of penetration or kick into the post and then kick out. I mean, obviously, you know, we've seen guys, and some of these guys spend a lot of time shooting the ball. They're back in the gym at night every night and working at it, and we'll continue to do more of that now that we go into a break where we don't have classes. You have to believe that eventually guys are going to start knocking down some shots.
Pat Scarry with us here on WBAL. Let's specifically first look at that North Dakota State game, a team that I'm surprised, but they are good. What, 9-3, 10-3? And they really handed it to you guys. It's amazing to think a program there can recruit kids and get good guys to come to a North Dakota State, but they have, and they do that. That's one of the better teams you've played so far, you think?
Yeah, no question. I mean, I thought what about 3-4 minutes ago it was still like a 6-point game. We kind of wilted late. But you know what? We knew they were good offensively, and you know, we were okay against them offensively. They really guard you. That's why I thought they were terrific. He worked for Bo Ryan, and we've seen a little bit of that type of defense in Virginia. They really pack it in, and they can test shots well. So I was very impressed with them defensively. I mean, they're in ESPN's mid-major top 15 in the country, and there's a couple of other teams out that we played. So they'll be a tough out in the summer conference, but they're a very good team.
Pat Scarry with us here on BAL, and then you look at the Coppin game Wednesday night at the Towson Center. I know this one's a tough one to swallow because you lose by three. An early lead in that game. You were down two at halftime, but really a neck-and-neck game the entire time. You're at home, and you really have played a lot of the local schools this preseason before conference play. I think it's a pretty good Coppin team. They've played a really tough preseason schedule, but tell us about that loss.
Yeah, they have played a very good schedule, so we knew they weren't going to be nervous about going on the road when they played a place like Texas and USC and Marshall. But they, we got the lead in the second half. I think, you know, we turned the ball over, I thought, too much. We had 17 turnovers, and we did guard them. They only shot 35%, but we didn't rebound it well enough, Brett. We only rebounded plus one. They made 4 3-point shots off of second shots in the second half at some timely shots. And then even we got it back down, to one end the shot clock. The kid Murray, who's a very good player, that made a very difficult contested 15-footer as the shot clock was winding down. And it seemed like a little bit they made, obviously, more big plays when it mattered and the clock than we did. You know, we had a couple charges late in the game. And, right now we're kind of getting in our own way at times on offense, and we've got to get that solved before conference play starts.
Yeah, I think that is the goal. It's amazing. Done this, I guess, I don't want to say a lot this year. I don't know the exact numbers, but you hold your opponent to 35% or less from the floor. You expect to win those games, correct?
Yeah, no question. And, you know, like looking at our, obviously we study everything. We've played the second hardest schedule in our conference to date. And yet we're tied for like first in our league in field goal percentage defense and first in rebound margin, which are usually, key stats to build a winning winning formula, but for some reason we're stubbing our toe on the other end of the floor, whether we just can't make a shot or too many turnovers, and it's nipping us in the heels against some good clubs.
We'll come back with Pat Scarry. We'll look at the first part of the season and then what looms and lies ahead, which is a trip out west and then conference play. We'll talk to Pat Scarry about it next right here on WBAL.